This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach & Company live from our beautiful palatial studios in downtown Pendleton. And at 10:30 today, Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, will be our guest for a segment. So we'll see what's happening on the statewide office of Lieutenant Governor. Meanwhile, we're asking two basic questions. The first one is takeout. If you have a restaurant that features takeout, and maybe it's the kind of restaurant that you didn't used to have takeout, but once these restrictions came into play, that you decided to do it. Tell us what you have to offer. Do you have a signature dish? Things like that. We did this a few days ago, and it worked very well to give publicity to the restaurants who need all of the business they can get. I think we should support local business when at all possible. The other is the kids. We talk about all these things involving adults, but the reason a lot of adults are going a little wacko is that the kids are home. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. All kids are like that. But we like to talk to the kids. How do they like being out of school? Do they miss school? What have they been doing? Have they been getting regular homework assignments? Are they getting homeschool? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Robert on line two. Robert, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert. What do you have for us today?
Actually, we're talking about restaurants. We're actually run specialty retail, Runner's Roost in Orchard Park. And we have been approved by the Economic State Development to offer curbside and delivery using minimal staff.
Okay, I've been there. You have a great selection of shoes and things like that. But how do you buy shoes unless you come in and try them out?
Believe it or not, many of our customers have been here already, and they know what models to look for. So I've been receiving a lot of phone calls. Be able to do it over the phone.
That's cool. So in other words, they're probably wearing your shoes now, and it's time for a new pair, and so they can duplicate that, and you just bring it out. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been working well so far, and any support would be great. I mean, you got more runners and walkers out there more than ever right now.
Yeah, and it's important to get a good shoe, and you have a good selection of shoes, and get one that can support you and fits properly. And I'm sure that you're a supplier that has everything somebody could want. So if they ask for a choice, do you hold it up in the window? You go, hey, we can have this one.
Well, we can do that. We've been sending images via cell phone. You know, I'm contemplating doing a Facebook Live, like a shopping session, maybe this weekend. So there's some
That's cool. And you have a parking lot right there so that people coming in, no problem at all finding a place to park.
Absolutely correct.
What are your hours? What are your normal hours now that you're in this mode?
Well, I myself will be here Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 5 with the curbside answering phone calls. And then on the weekends, we're going to do Saturdays 10 to 3 Sunday, 12 to 4, we'll have an employee managing that.
Beautiful. Runner's Roost, a great reputation. You've been around a long time. That's in Orchard Park. So if you want to go down and check that out, you're welcome to. Well, good luck. Good luck. I hope you have some business today. Thank you.
I remember okay. Runner's Roost growing up, where the only location was on Hurdle Avenue near, I think, Crestwood.
Oh, the only location I was even familiar with is Orchard Park, and they've been there a long time.
Yeah, I believe you started out in North Buffalo in the 70s. I used to stop in there. I would buy my sneakers from there, chat with the owner. Great place.
Yeah, that's good. If you knew what size you need and you know what shoe you want, you can go down and get it.
I always went there to get my Adidas shell tips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can you see them just placing the shoes just outside the door? And then the shoes walk to your car. I think that would be cool. Electric Shoes. Doesn't that sound like the name of a group from the 70s?
It could be.
The Electric
Ladies
Shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Electric Shoes.
Okay, Kathy Hochul will be here at 10:30. It's about 18 minutes from now. And we'll talk to her about what's going on. The president has a daily press conference, and so does the governor. And they both give a lot of information out, and it's hard to digest all of it. So we'll ask Kathy about some parts that affect the state government. And there's some new issues coming up, too, regarding state government and jurisdictions and things like that. And we'll talk to her about all of that. Meanwhile, let's take a break. News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Give us a call on the way back, and we'll be talking to you. Kathy Hochul will be with us at 10:30. Lieutenant Governor of the Empire State, the state of New York. Let's go to Adam on line 4 in Lockport. Adam, you're on WBEN.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Well, what's going on in Adam's world? You go to school?
I go to school in Tonawanda. I'm a junior, and we have online classes every day. But our school decided to give us our spring break next week, while public schools don't have the spring break, and some, I guess.
All right, so they're kind of changing it around. What's it like to have online schooling?
Well, I'm kind of used to it because I either would be on my phone every day or on my iPad, and then we just it's kind of like a FaceTime call, so the teacher can talk about a specific topic or unit, and then we can ask him questions via chat on Zoom, or we could just face-to-face conversation.
How about that? Now, yeah, I'm sure that you still are connected some way in shape or form with your friends in school. How do you spend your time with them on the phone or on FaceTime or what?
Either FaceTime or even a kid in my one class. I actually, after our last class for the day, because I leave half the day for BOCES, but since with the whole virus and stuff, I don't have BOCES, so I'm done at 11:20 every day.
Wow. Well, you know, you are working at home, and I'm working at home. It seems like the whole world is working at home. Are you bored to death yet?
Yeah, I'm bored. I've been really going down the canal sometimes, riding my bike, just chilling out at home and stuff. So,
you know, right along the canal is a great path, and it really is a long path for bike riding or walking or running or whatever. So it's great that you can get out and get some fresh air. So, are you ready to go back to school now, if you had to?
I guess, but I don't know. Probably not.
I'm not quite sure. Does all this talk about how important it is that we pay attention to the information given us about the severity of this outbreak, is that being absorbed by your friends and people you go to school with, or are they kind of ignoring it?
Well, most of my friend group and the teachers think we won't be back. Well, some do, but they're always talking about the possibility of us just remaining on Zoom for the rest of the school year and see about the exams in the future.
Hey, when you have an opportunity to venture or at least look outside, and many people wearing masks or gloves and things like that?
I was in the store yesterday at Walmart, and I see a lot of people with masks and everything and gloves. So.
All right. So it's beginning to take hold. Good. Well, thank you. Thank you. Good luck in your schoolwork, and we appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go to Gabby is on which line, do you know? Okay, Gabby is next, one of my favorite young women. Gabby, hey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Tell people how old you are and where you go to school.
I'm 8 and I go to Maryville Primary.
Wow, I've known you since you were 4 years old, and I've watched you grow up. And you've even sent videos of you doing gymnastics and things like that. What are you doing now to have fun during the day now that you're not in school?
I'm doing lots of homework and playing.
You're playing? You're playing with your sister and your cousin, maybe?
Yeah.
Yep, it's good. So are you bored yet? Because you seem like you have a very active mind. Are you bored or are you killing time and enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself.
Are you anxious to get back to school?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a good student, too. All right, I want you to take good care of yourself and do what they tell you to do, and I'm sure you will. And I can hardly wait to see you again when all of this is over, and we'll have some apple pie together, okay? Okay, thank you. Thank you, honey. That's Gabby. Gabalina, she's such a doll. She really is. And as I met her when she was 4, and for some reason she fell in love with me. I'm a chick magnet. What can I tell you? But she's such a sweetheart and very, very nice. And we've seen her grow up. 4 to 8, there's a big difference between now and then with Gabby. Don't forget, at 10:30, in about 6 minutes from now, Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, will be with us, and we'll be talking to her. Meanwhile, Mr. Beamer, you have some Facebooks for us. Why don't we talk about a couple of them?
All right, talking about places to get takeout. Nadine says, Wally's Pizza in Sloan. Their fish fries are huge. Their steak hoagies have the cheese melted right in the chopstick.
Oh, I like that. That sounds good. Now, tomorrow is a huge restaurant day, even with these restrictions, because of traditional fish fries on Friday. And we still haven't reached Easter yet. So until Easter, the Fridays that we have left will be big fish fry days. And nothing like them, nothing like a really good fish fry. Okay, do you have another, please?
I do. Melissa says, Golden Country Inn. Their food is always high quality and delicious. Their wings, spot on. And you can make a meal out of appetizers.
All right. Yeah, a lot of times appetizers are fabulous, and you can eat 2 or 3 of those, or 17 or 18 of them, and be filled up. Kathy Hochul may be a little late for our 10:30. We can understand that. She's a very busy woman. Another one from you, Mr. B.
Yes, this is not a place, but Steve has a comment saying, we're trying to stay local, trying to do our best to support local business. We have been ordering out once or twice a week and making sure it is a local business.
Yeah, I always try to do that when I can. The one area we definitely can stay local is takeout, because we have great restaurants that do both. We have great restaurants that just used to be in home dining and now are both takeout but no longer in the restaurant. They have good menu selection. Some are adding different things together. I told you I heard the owner of the Grapevine talk about some things on his menu that are for preparation for takeout. Family packs, trays of chicken. It sounded really good. I wanted to run out of the house and go and check that out. Another one, if you have one, and I'm sure you do, Joe.
Yes, we will go this time with Ron, who says, the Union Pub downtown. Same menu, excellent food. The cayenne cheddar wings are to die for.
Cayenne cheddar wings.
Interesting.
I love cheddar. Yeah, cayenne. You guys both like, that's hot, right?
Right, a little bit of spice.
Yeah, a little bit of spicy. cheddar. You can't go wrong with cheddar.
No.
When I'm asked about what kind of cheese I want on any dish, if cheddar is available, I count on it. That's
sure.
it. That's what I like. What I don't like, liquid cheese.
So it can run down your arm.
It runs down your arm. As you lift the burger to your mouth, the cheese, this luscious cheese, is totally liquid, and it goes down, and if you can lick it before it gets to your elbow, you can count that as part of the sandwich. If not, your sandwich should not be dripping on the floor, if you get my drift.
It shouldn't.
Are you guys okay with liquid cheese?
I mean, there are some things that I'll have it on. Obviously, Arby's, they use a liquid cheese. And every now and then, if I'm craving a beef and cheddar, I'll get it. Philly cheesesteaks, I believe most people who make that will use a cheese sauce. And I'm not a fan of that.
No, I like nice, thick cheese that's gently heated so that it blends in with whatever it's on top of.
Absolutely.
Now you're talking. That's the way to go.
Can I throw in a plug or a shout out for someone? La Galera in the Pine Plaza, Niagara Falls Boulevard near Military.
Okay.
First of all, they have amazing, authentic Mexican food. But the reason why I want to give them a shout out is that before all of this hit, there was a thing about them feeding a homeless guy that goes around our neighborhood. And they're just wonderful people. And, because of that act of kindness, they should get some recognition.
Well, that's nice of you to do that. Mexicans, do they have a theme music?
I don't believe so, but most of the times we order to go. They're so packed, it's difficult getting in there. They're a very popular place.
Well, that's
good.
But
the food's amazing.
A lot of the ethnic restaurants are packed all the time because when people find a good one, they pass the word. Hey, you got to try this. Hey, you got to try that. And that's part of the reason we're doing this as one of the subjects today. Now, Beamer does this show on Fridays, which is tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll have some good subjects, but I thought I'd get this one in before we're done for the week. Let's take a break and return. Kathy Hochul scheduled to be on 10:30. She may be a few moments late on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and on the line we have the Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sandy. Always great to be on with you.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm glad you could spend some time with us. First of all, let's get right to the questions. In our own newscast, we just had a story that says six and a half million people have applied for unemployment in this past year, and it totals in the last 2 years 10 million people. And because of that, the phone lines for unemployment have been just jammed. We're slung with calls all over the place. Are there plans to either expand the phone lines or make other types of communication available?
Absolutely, and I cannot imagine the fear that goes into someone who just find out they lost their job, they're now at home without a paycheck, and then they have trouble getting through our website or on the state phone line. So we have addressed that. You have to imagine the scale. On a typical day, we get 25,000 hits on our website, and that's really where people should start their application. We had 2.1 million hits just on Sunday. And in terms of calls, the volume is up 8.2 million calls we had when we normally have 10,000 calls. So just the scale of that is astronomical. But that doesn't mean that every one of those calls or hits on the website isn't a real person looking for help. So what we have done, Sandy, is literally hired hundreds of more people. And, of course, there's some training involved, but that's already been occurring over the last couple of weeks in anticipation of this. So there's more new staffers, but also reallocating our existing workforce. A lot of our state workers, whether they may have worked in a DMV call center or worked in a different agency, they're being redeployed while they're at home or trying to be outside of the office because they're required to be. They're now part of the team that's answering these phone calls. And we've also have 24/7 round-the-clock IT support. We've been working with outside providers to enhance our capability, adding more servers. So the other thing is, this may not solve everyone's problem today if they try, but the good news is that your benefits will be retroactive to the day you were first unemployed, not the day that you got through to the Department of Labor. So people just, if they could just take a breath, and I know some of these people are spending the entire day trying, time after time to get on this. We've now set it up so there's certain days of the week based on the first letter of your last name, Monday through Thursday, when you should be making those calls, and the other days are left for other calls as well. So I think if you went to the website, you'd see that there is a system set up to apply, but I just want to take the pressure off people who are really stressed out right now and let them know that that money will be coming to them even if they haven't applied just yet.
Very good, and I think handling it exactly the right way. 10 million people in 2 weeks is an unbelievable number. Now, here's something from your own backyard. There's talk that the Buffalo Convention Center, under certain circumstances, may be used as a mobile hospital. The news report that I heard this morning said the governor would have to sign off on that first. Have you heard much talk about using the convention center for that?
Oh, we have asked our leaders in counties across the state to identify with the state opportunities where there is capacity to be able to convert convention centers, SUNY dorms, whatever else we have in terms of space capacity, bring them online if necessary. So I applaud the county executive, Mark Polenkars, for leading this effort in the city, working with Mayor Byron Brown, and they are working with us to make sure that we have the capacity if and when the excess capacity is required. again, you saw this in New York City. What an incredible sight to see the Javits Center, which we literally just completed a million-square-foot renovation of and had hoped to open up for boat shows and for gardening shows. Well, it's now open as a field hospital with 1,000 beds in it starting this past Monday, as well as a Navy ship that is moored in the New York City harbor to handle this capacity as well. So, yes, we are prepared if necessary, if the existing hospital system becomes overwhelmed, if there is a surge of new cases needing not just hospital beds but also ICUs and ventilators, that we are prepared for this. So we'll be there for whatever Erie County needs. I'm camped out in Erie County to make sure that my hometown and upstate New York are well taken care of within our means. Again, there are global shortages of supplies, and we are literally in competition with other countries, with other states, fighting hard to make sure that we have the protective equipment, the ventilators, everything that our communities need. But it's tough out there, Sandy. There's just not enough being manufactured right now.
Let's look at the calendar, if we will. I know it's almost impossible to predict. The governor says the apex will be in the middle of April. The president says more like the end of April. So they're both within this month. Any backstage news on that?
Again, this is an impossible phenomenon to predict. So that is within our scientific limitations to predict when the apex will hit. But here's what we know for sure. We believe that apex is going to hit New York City, which, as you know, because of the dense population, is the hardest hit place in America right now. But once that wave crests and hits that, as the governor says, the top of the mountain, and we start seeing a de-escalation in the number of positive tests and hospital admissions, we think that rolling wave is more likely to hit places like upstate and other states that really aren't hard hit now, the Midwest and more of the central part of our country. So that's why we've been given sort of a reprieve here to be able to handle and prepare for the existing cases that we have, but also anticipate that those numbers could go up dramatically. So that's what we're doing now, is outfitting our hospitals. I'm in regular contact. They're in contact with the state trying to get supplies. And I know there's never going to be a day when anyone says they have enough. And our first priority is to protect the doctors and nurses within our best of our ability to get them supplies. The hospitals are out there trying to get those supplies. But when this apex that you referred to hits in New York City, I think within probably 2 to 3 weeks afterward, the hardest hit areas will be upstate New York. But again, Sandy, we can prevent this from being a tsunami that wipes out upstate New York. The way we prevent that is with people simply do what we've been asking them to do for a month now.
Right.
Social
right.
distancing, stay away from each other, and the disease will stop dead in its tracks. And we have that power, and if anyone violates that, then shame on you for putting not just your own life in danger, but people in your own community, and that is shameful.
One final question, Lieutenant Governor. First of all, I think the governor is doing an excellent job on his daily press briefings. They're comprehensive. They're understandable. He's answering all the questions. But such an enormous task. You are the Lieutenant Governor. How does the information flow in New York State from top to bottom, side to side, so that people ask you questions about something the governor may have just hit on? How do you exchange all that information among the agencies?
Well, that is an excellent question, and it's happening in real time. We are constantly getting updates on our work cell phones. It goes off every minute with respect to the numbers that are going up, where supplies are being deployed, the communications that need to occur. So it is like literally running a military operation, a campaign in a foreign theater somewhere. It's amazing that our general at the top of this war, Governor Cuomo, is making sure that the public knows everything as he knows it. But also, you're right, I could be asked a question about something that just came out in the last couple minutes, and I need to prepare because people need to have confidence in their government leaders. And we believe that truth is power, that if we lay it on the line, we don't sugarcoat it. We don't say, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be fine or it's not as bad as it looks. We've said all along this could be disastrous. We now have hundreds of cases in Erie County and in rural areas that are starting to get hard hit. We foresaw all this, and people thought we might have been over-exaggerating. Oh, gee, you really need to shut down businesses. Can you imagine how many more positive cases we'd have, Sandy, if we hadn't instituted these policies?
Amazing. And people are finally, I think, beginning to listen because of the severity of it. Well, thank you for your time. I know it's very, very limited, and I really appreciate the time. And just a reminder that Aunt Millie's has takeout. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York and a Hamburg resident. She and her husband, Bill, two great public servants. Let's take a break. Now he's in private business. We'll take a break and return with more on News Radio 930 WBN. If you tuned in late or did not hear the interview with the Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, for those of you who are talking about having no luck getting through on the telephone with the Unemployment Bureau, they're working on it because, let's face it, unemployment nationwide went to 10 million claims in 2 weeks. 10 million. And so on the state phones and computers, they're jammed. She gave us all the numbers. But a good thing to remember, a takeaway from the interview, is that your benefits will start from the day you were unemployed. So in other words, we had anecdotally, some people say that they were trying for a week before they got through to the Unemployment Bureau. So you don't have to think that you've lost a week's benefits because you didn't. Okay, so they are going to start the benefits from the day you were unemployed. So that's certainly good. She also suggests that you try first the website. But they're hiring hundreds more people, and so far it hasn't crashed. Keep our fingers crossed on that. But that was good information, certainly, because that seemed to be a prevailing question in the news department of, yeah, they have a number for it, but we can't get through to anybody. All right, and we're also asking kids. I mean, kids are a big part of this whole process. And so we're going to Texas now, and Simone. Simone is calling us from Texas. Simone, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Simone. How are you?
Good. You?
Yeah. How old are you, Simone?
I'm 9.
9 years old. What grade are you in?
Third grade.
Third grade. Now, we talk to your dad all the time, and we really like it. Have they given you any schoolwork to do? I know school's probably out, but did they give you anything to do, or are you on the computer? Are you doing any schoolwork at all?
They gave me a lot of schoolwork.
Yeah? Have you worked on any of it yet?
Yeah, I'm working on some right now.
Oh, that's good. Is it easier to do schoolwork when you're in school or when you're at home?
Home.
Home. Well, you live in a great state, Texas. I used to work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I love the state of Texas. I think the state of Texas is a great state. Do you miss going to school?
No.
You don't? That's exactly the way we feel most of the time. What are you doing to have fun while you're out of school?
I usually wake up in the morning and do my homework, and then I do all the activities later on in the day. I made slime yesterday.
Well, that you got a good plan, because when you first wake up, you're full of energy and whatever, and you get right to the schoolwork. Do you have any sisters and brothers or any playmates that you hang with?
Yes, I do.
What do you have? You have sisters and brothers?
I have two brothers, and actually four brothers and one sister.
Okay, do your kids all get along well?
I guess I can say that.
Well, if you can say it, I guess it's true. Well, I want you to have a wonderful day. Finish your homework. Enjoy a nice Texas day. And thank you for calling us, Simone.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. What a doll. What a doll. Let's go to Kim. Kim would be next. We're talking about people who own restaurants who have takeout, and I think Kim has some information on that. Hi, Kim. You're on WBEN.
Hello there.
Hello there, Kim. What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm well past any grade.
Now, tell us, you are the proprietor of Poplar's Pizza, and where is that located?
Yep, we are at 2912 William Street in Cheektowaga between Union and the 90s.
Now, I know you've been presenting some great new menu selection and menu items. Tell us what you got going on at Poplar's Pizza.
Well, we're definitely a pizzeria. We have pizza, wings, subs, but what puts us above the rest is we have specialty fish that we're doing. This week's our everything bagel fish, and it's out of this world.
Everything bagel fish.
What's that?
Okay, what, does the fish swallow the bagel? How does that work?
Yep, it brings out the delicious everything bagel flavor from the inside then.
That sounds good. And maybe it's a day early, but you also have a great fish fry, and tomorrow is a huge day for that.
Oh, absolutely. Our seafood menu is over the top this Lent. We have the chef's creation, which I was talking about, our old-fashioned fish fry, yellow pike, our baked fish, which is original Cajun or lemon pepper, scallops, shrimp, a big variety platter, anything you could want, we have it.
It sounds good, and I'm your official taste tester, and I can vouch for almost every menu selection. What's the mood been of people coming to get food takeout from Popolo's Pizza? Has it been, we're going to get through this? Are they depressed? Are they bored?
It's pretty optimistic. We have a very consistent clientele, and they want to be over, but they're very supportive through everything, so you can't ask for a better clientele with that.
And you also have catering. It might be limited depending on the restrictions the government has, but you have a separate catering menu that somebody might want to pick up while they're there.
Absolutely. Yep. We're actually going to start doing some Easter parties. If you don't want to get together with your family and cook, we can do a small party. Any kind of Easter catering you're looking for, we've got you covered.
Sounds great. And thank you for the great pizza, and thank you for your mother. I enjoy the pizza, and I'm marrying your mother, so that's a nice combination. You'll do anything for a customer.
Do that.
Goodbye, Kim. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Check it out. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. We'll be back after the news. We want to hear from you basically on the takeout situation. If you have a restaurant or a pizzeria, you'd like to brag about some of your menu selection, we want to support local business. And also the kids. We're talking to various kids. We just talked to Simone deep in the heart of Texas, and we'd like to talk to your kids too. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.